Come on, Ruth. It's not far. Think of Harry. Ruth nodded and lengthened her stride so that every step snapped the material of her skirt against her legs. Is that somebody over there? Ruth stopped and took hold of Sarah's arm. I'm not doing anything if there's anybody else here. I'm sure I saw some men. There's nobody here. It's only your imagination. Come on. Sarah pushed Ruth upwards. They stumbled over a steep ridge and down into one of the deep ditches that corrugated the side of the hill.
I'm not sure I want to do this, Ruth said.
Harry will be pleased, Sarah encouraged. Come on and don't hesitate.
Here we are.
They stopped before a slight depression in the ground. A sad mountain ash leaned over them, its branches winter bare. Take a deep breath now. The sun has still not properly risen. A breeze ruffled the dark surface of a pool of water, pushing tiny, whispering waves against a bank of rough grass.
Are you sure this is the right place?
Ruth looked around, narrowing her eyes against the bite of the pre-dawn wind.
It's very dark.
This is Alfric Well,
Sarah assured her. I've been here before. She hesitated for a moment. I had to come here too, Ruth. And it worked. 3 times it worked.
A real poodle cocked its leg and urinated on Kelly's silk shoe. She'd been waiting for her moment of glory to end. This was it.
She looks lovely, Johnny said.
Jen appraised the scene.
If you like puffy wedding dresses.
Not Shirley, Kelly. Jen had to agree. Pea-stained shoe aside, Kelly Pratt had turned into a swan, albeit one that shook its foot a lot. The photographer rolled his eyes.
Youngest bridesmaid, can you stop hopping, please?
Always ready to obey, Kelly stood still. Urine seeped through her tights and pooled in the bottom of her shoe.
How do they do weddings in your country, Dino?
Ernie Bowers from Pollock Road asked. Dino from Degas Drive sighed.
Exactly the same, seeing as this is my country.
I thought you're Spanish.
I'm half Spanish. How many times do I have to tell you I was born here?
Oh, okay.
There are kids with nothing, she would shout, demonic, as she waved her serving spoon. I want to see a clean plate, or I will have your guts for garters.
I wouldn't have dared leave a morsel. I had seen her hold my aunt's noses and force-feed them carrots. I said nothing. I had also seen her adding a generous measure of Bacardi into her black coffee at the dinner table, but again I kept quiet. Like I said, I was a quick learner. I had the measure of my mum, and now I had the measure of Nanny Pat, and I was smart enough to keep my head down and my opinions to myself.
Children should be seen and not heard, Nanny Pat would remind me.
And my reply, honed to perfection, was, of course, total silence.